Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Watch it be 2022 at this point, because ain't no way.
I am a ye of little faith when it comes to a certified lover boy release date. What is up? What is going on? Happy Monday and welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and it's where we keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, music enthusiast, music lover, Asia Sky.
I'm your other lovely host, hip hop aficionado, A-Dub.
Yes, brand new week, brand new things to talk about. So Polo G was arrested in Miami on multiple charges after his Hall of Fame release party this weekend, and he's finally broken his silence on it. DX rising star DDG faced off against TikTok sensation Nate Wyatt during a YouTube versus TikTok boxing exhibition this weekend. Drake has made us more promises on when Certified Lover Boy album is about to drop. Lil Baby and Lil Durk have gone number one on the Billboard 200, and Kanye West allegedly flipped out during a court-ordered deposition.
That's a lot, Asia. We gotta get into it.
Yes, that is a bunch. Let's get down to it. So starting off with Polo G, they got my man after his Hall of Fame album release party this weekend. Mm. He was out of Miami celebrating the project, stacked, star-studded, just coming off of this high event, and immediately after he was arrested.
Yes, so it was reported that he was arrested in Miami after the release party. He got five charges, including battery of a police officer, public servant influence performance threat, resisting officer with violence, resisting officer without violence.
Contradictory.
Right, and then criminal mischief over $200 under $1,000. So basically a lot of BS charges.
Sounds like trumped up charges to me.
Right.
What's the initial charge? What's the initial reason that he was even pulled over? Because I don't even see anything. Like, all of this is stuff that happens during the contact with the police. I don't see the charge for what initiated the contact with the police.
Right. And then I think his mom had tweeted basically saying that Polo G was in the passenger side of a security vehicle. So, like, it really should be on the driver. Like, what was Polo G doing and things like that? And they just got him because he was there. Like, it doesn't make sense. So it was a lot of BS going on.
Yeah, they also arrested his child's mother and his sister along with him. So they got the whole crew, basically.
Not the whole family.
Yeah, and Polo G did react to it. He tweeted out, "One of the officers told us they was on us since we got off our jet. They playing foul in Miami, and that ish been like that for a minute."
Yeah, it sounds like a lot. Like, when the celebrities go to Florida, Miami, it's always something. Like, the baby always in trouble in Miami. Polo G, trouble in Miami.
Yeah,
something a lot about of them.
Hip-hop police, definitely a real thing.
Yeah.
But all of these charges, I don't know if any of these are really going to stick unless they can prove why they were even arresting him in the first place. So I don't see these actually going to trial or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't see that either. Probably just a slap on the wrist maybe for whatever something he didn't do. So there's that. But
oh, man. Well, at least his album performed well when it dropped. At least he got a number one spot on Billboard.
Yeah.
So at least he has that positive going.
Yeah, that's good.
Now let's talk about DX rising star DDG. He did his thing in this fight this weekend, this exhibition fight between TikTok boxing sensation Nate Wyatt.
Yeah, so some big, you know, all these non-fighters, celebrity people are getting in the ring to fight, you know, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, and people like that. So there was this big YouTube versus TikTok boxing thing. So you had like somebody from the Ace family fighting, and you had these other big TikTokers, but the big one was DX rising star DDG, who also does music, but he's really big on YouTube. he fought Nate Wyatt and he won. And after the fight, he said he didn't even train for this. And he went to the club last night and he said he wanted a blunt after this. So he was like kind of just enjoying his win.
They're letting anybody get in the ring at this point. Like anybody can get in the ring with anybody. You just have to have a certain following or a certain level of notoriety and they'll let you jump on in the ring. Okay.
Yeah. And then he also said he's going to quit YouTube after this fight. So I don't know if he's going to explore his fighting options or it's just done with YouTube in general. I don't know, but he said he was done with YouTube.
He wants to stick to the rapper life now. He's having success with this music. So he's like, oh, well, why keep doing YouTube videos?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he can just be a rapper and make as much or maybe even more. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Also at the fight, though, people were getting on DJ Khaled. Social media was kind of clowning him because when he came out to perform at this fight, there was not a lot of crowd feedback.
Not at all. I think he performed his one major hit, the We Win, that's really big, and he performs it at every event. He came out, I think the video clip is legit just 30 seconds, and he got back out of the ring. Like, he came out for that and then just went right back
out.
That
was a quick check. That's what that was. Yeah. Khaled did not care. He said, I'm going to come here and perform one song. Mm-hmm. I probably got six figures just to do that. He came out there. He gave Khaled energy. I guess due to social distancing or COVID-19 protocols, there were not that many people at the fight. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't a packed situation. So when he like held the mic out for the crowd to rap, you couldn't really hear anybody rapping back. It was a low energy situation.
Very low energy.
Khaled was still giving his high energy. So, but you know, the internet is going to internet. And they definitely were making jokes about it. But that's what happened.
Yeah, they showed the audience and it was like not really a DJ Khaled type of audience anyway.
Not at all.
And you had like, they showed of course like women kind of like scratching their head or like kind of laughing, which didn't even help the video or situation. But like you said, quick check.
Gotta get it in and out. I'm sure Kyler didn't care. He was on a jet after that was over.
Period.
Now, something we do care about.
Yes.
Drake and the Certified Lover Boy album. He's made us yet another promise. I don't even think he did it intentionally, but now he's probably gonna have to stick to it.
Yeah, so Drake had attended the URL battle rap event and he awarded $150,000 to the winner of that rap event, but he did an interview backstage and that clip was going viral because that's where he responded saying he didn't know if he could be at it because he's finishing the album. So he wasn't really supposed to be there, I guess, but he showed up and they were asking him when the album was going to drop. And he said that end of the summer. So he was revealed that Certified Lover Boy will be out by then, so before the end of September. So that's the new date because
people are kind of running with that. Really, what happened was there was another event that they were talking about that they mentioned during the interview. Mm-hmm. And Drake was like, oh, well, when is that? They told him sometime, some date later on. And he was like, oh, I should be done with the album by then. My album will be out by then.
It was more of
a really loose thing. He didn't go like, oh, my album's going to be out definitely by the end of the summer. He just like, you know how you catch somebody on the spot like, oh, are you going to show up to my so-and-so?
Right.
Oh, my kid has a ballet recital in June. Are you coming?
Right.
And you're like, oh, yeah, I should be free then. Like, you're not really coming, though.
Damn, Asia, when you put it like that, it's like, damn, it probably is what happened. Duh.
That was the energy of the video. And we do have to show some love to the battle itself, though. That was Smack's Ultimate Madness 3. And the headliners were Murda Mook versus Reed Dollaz and Sue Surf. What up, Jersey? North, hey. You know, Brick City vibes. Sue Surf versus John the Don. So that was who all was competing for the bread. And that's why Drake was even there and dropping the extra money, because we all know Drake loves battle rap. He's been a battle rap enthusiast.
Yeah.
So he was just there looking excited to be there. Looked like he got caught up in the moment. Was like, oh yeah, I'll be done with the album by the time that happens. And then, boom, everybody ran with it.
Watch it be 2022 at this point, because ain't no way.
I am a ye of little faith when it comes to a Certified Lover Boy release date.
Right.
Been tricked too many times.
Can't fall for it.
Now, one thing that is not a trick, one thing that's set in stone is Lil Baby and Lil Durk. Their album, The Voice of the Heroes, has that number one spot on the Billboard 200.
Woo, let's get it.
The Voice of the Streets and The Voice of the Heroes got together, and now they got that number one.
Yep, number one on the Billboard 200 chart with an estimated 150,000 total album equivalent units earned, most of which earned by on-demand streams.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I saw they had 197.71 million streams for the first week, making it one of the largest first week streaming numbers for a hip-hop album in the year 2021, period.
There we go. I mean, Lil Baby and Lil Durk, you already know. That was going to be something.
This looks even better for Lil Baby, though, because this is his second number one album in 2 years.
Dang.
Like, My Turn went number one in 2020. Then he went right back to back with it with Voice of the Heroes in 2021. So that just goes to show he really is one of, if not the biggest rapper out right now.
He's unstoppable. He's turning into, like, legit one of the greatest. Like,
right.
He's about to be on that level. So.
Unstoppable run, man. Mm-hmm. Congrats to Lil Baby and Lil Durk.
Yes, congratulations.
Now on to Yeezy. He's back at it. Kanye West allegedly flipped out during a court-ordered deposition. He had to be in court with a company by the name of My Channel, who was claiming that Kanye stole their technology to sell his Sunday Service merchandise. And they've been trying to get him in court for a while in person. But, you know, since COVID-19, they've been able to do virtual court, and Kanye's been appearing on video. But this last appearance didn't go too well.
So yeah, the My Channel's attorneys, they were forced to file an emergency motion to drag Kanye West into court after he went ham on the lawyer, Michael Popok. The court documents state that Kanye called him boy at least a dozen times during the 10-minute deposition. And also during that time, Kanye refused to look at him. He wouldn't put his cell phone down and referenced his mental geniusness while asking the lawyer if he was effing stupid while declining to answer any questions.
I can see Kanye doing that, though. Like, are you dumb? Are you stupid?
Yeah.
Like, I could see him really asking somebody that.
I could see that, too. And then the meeting quickly ended, and then Kanye stormed off. He was done with it.
Yeah, but before he left, though, Kanye had to be sure to let him know. He said, Popok should be lucky to be questioning the richest black man in America and a black Trump supporter, and that Kanye couldn't be bothered with the deposition because he had lives to change.
Wow.
So just imagine that, pulling up to court and being like, you should be lucky to be questioning me. I don't even actually have time for this. I got people's lives to change. I got things to go do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to leave y'all to it. And then before Kanye left, they said he put on a full face hood, and it was like a Jesus mask. And it said it obscured his face and muffled his voice. And he insisted that they didn't even deserve to see his face.
Is he okay? Is Kanye good?
I hope this is on video, because this sounds like the best sketch, the best Saturday Night Live Mad TV sketch, Kanye-est thing ever.
Yeah, especially if, like, if there's a video of him putting on the mask. Like, that's a meme in itself. Like, that's a mood. So,
you know, I'm here for it, man. I'm here for it. You peasants don't deserve Kanye's presence. Mask on, walk out.
Period.
Mic drop.
Mic drop. There it is.
Now, let's end it on that note, since it's a mic drop. But before we go, we have to tell you, today is the absolute last day for you to enter our contest to win some free merchandise courtesy of Bleacher Report and DX Daily. We got 4 different shirts for you.
You got the 2 Nas Illmatic 25th Anniversary long sleeve and short sleeve. You also got the Denzel Curry Miami Heat jersey. And you got the Joey Badass New York jersey as well.
Mm-hmm. Great merchandise. If you haven't checked it out, go see it on the Hip Hop DX Instagram or our Instagram. You can go to @HipHopDX, @AsiaSky, @AW, all of them. Go check it out, man. This is some hot merchandise. So if you want it, just follow us on Spotify or click the link in the description below and put your email in, and you'll be entered to win.
Yes.
Yeah, get that Bleacher Report drip, man. It looks good.
Mm-hmm. And then when you get it, post it, tag us, because we want to see who got it. So yeah.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. If you want to be generous and, like, maybe share a shirt with one of us, you can, you know, because this is exclusive. It's sold out, so we can't even get it ourselves, but we got it for you.
Period. Yeah. Do that for us.
That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter @HipHopDX.
Yes, you can follow us too. Again, I'm @AsiaSky on everything.
And I'm @AW on everything too.
And we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.